Brian has waited, has been with us all day. He was here yesterday for a good part of the day. This has become an annual practice. I remember the days when our commissioner would walk in at 10 o'clock on the first day of convention. He'd be on, he'd say what he has to say, he'd take a few questions, and he'd be gone. You wouldn't even remember the color suit he was wearing, he was gone so fast. I've got a microphone right here. Okay. I'll repeat what I just said. I remember the days when the commissioner at the Commission for the Blind would show up at our meetings. He'd come in about 10 o'clock when he was due. He'd take the mic and speak for a while, take a few questions, and he'd leave so fast you wouldn't even remember the color suit he was wearing. Right, exactly. They just didn't hang around. They didn't care what we had to say. They wanted us to know what they had to tell us, and it was not a two-way street. It has become a two-way street with Brian. He's been here all day yesterday. He's been here all day today. And we're going to give him a few minutes off to go home and get his wife so he can be back at the banquet this evening. And yesterday they stayed. Anyway, so let me not hold him up any longer. I promised he could leave at 5:15. The hotel is going to be a little sore at me, too, for this, because we're supposed to be out of the room at 5 o'clock. So when we do break, please, everybody, leave the room as quickly as possible. Okay? Sorry. Thank you.
Mike?
Scholarship Committee 134. When this meeting breaks.
And this is last call for horse race tickets. Please put money in front of you. If you want another ticket, I'll come around the room one more time.
All right, you heard the last... Oh, Mike did it. He did it on the mic. Never mind. Okay, so without any further ado, let me give you, for whatever we had to give and take with each other, Associate Commissioner Brian Daniels.
Thank you so much. And, you know, that applause was not only amazing, but honestly, Carl just helped me out here, I have to confess. I used to watch more TV than I do. And I watched a lot of Seinfeld, which sometimes conflicted, I guess, with Friends. And so that if this is the theme from Friends, I am just absolutely touched. So thank you, my friends. And I actually used the word friends in my prepared remarks a few times too, and I'm going to get right into it because the first vignette I have, I think, describes our friendship very well. So perhaps many of you who were in Niagara Falls a few years ago will remember that NFB State Convention. And at that time in our history together, finally, we were beginning to see the end of sub-minimum wage 14C in New York State once and for all. And the Olmsted Center, standing in the shadows of the falls, was the very last frontier. We discussed the livelihoods of those who toiled in the manufacturing site at the center. And as an honest player in the scenario, along with all of you, I could not foresee to guarantee that those who lost their positions as a result of impending eradication of all subminimum wage in programs we oversee and contract with would ultimately find competitive employment. I was surprised, I guess, and I will tell you, when that statement was met with jeers. I then doubled down on my statement to even louder boos. And it was clear we had staked out our ground and dug in our respective organizational heels on this aspect of an issue we otherwise shared with vigor in a very, very compatible way. Though not expecting jeers, I was not shocked, on the other hand, with the manner in which you did it. It was not at all hostile. It was registering your passionate, well-placed feelings on sub-minimum wage and the fears we all shared at the time. Shortly after that rowdy session in Niagara Falls, just like at the rowdy session at the town hall meeting yesterday, many came up to me to tell me how nice it was to have me at convention. And my sincere response to those sincere iterations was, indeed, my friends, it is great to be here. And once again today, let me say to you, my friends, it is great to be here at State Convention 2017. And by the way, lest we forget, within weeks after the Niagara Falls Convention, not only did the Olmsted Center surrender that 14C, remember that meeting, Mike, wherever you may be in this room? Absolutely, I sure do. The NFB was front and center with us as we planned for the elimination of 14C in our Buffalo programs. We successfully established job placement contracts that would not be open to any agency using 14C within those very same few weeks. And on the day we accomplished all that, but just a few weeks later, after that Niagara Falls convention, 14C was done for good in our program. Thank you, NFB. You inspired that change. We merely implemented it. But friends, tragically, still today in this state, a few more than 100 blind people work in what some call sheltered workshops, and I refer to as sheltered sweatshops. These sheltered sweatshops are regulated by other government entities. We surveyed these sweatshops last year. As we identified every blind person in each of these facilities, our commission provided counseling to each and every one of those blind sweatshop employees. In that counseling, we shared the possibility of competitive employment and offered vocational rehabilitation services to achieve these aims. But sadly, we are not aware of too many who chose to support our support to move out of those sub-minimum conditions. Dr. Maurer, I read your writings, and a few national conventions ago, you noted what we all know, pretty much obvious, that blind people are not subhuman. Of course, all of us here vehemently agree reflexively, but those environments can be construed that way as subhuman conditions. And if someone unenlightened walks into that sheltered environment, they might incorporate this rubbish in their thinking. These conditions are a blight on our society, and that subminimum is an acceptable practice in America is a wicked message sent to many who don't know any better, and by people who don't know any better. Through this survey I referenced, and through the provision of counseling, we will we are going to conduct annually. And we are going to conduct and do this service and provide the counseling annually until there is not one blind person left working in these sweatshops in New York State. We have uncovered some facts. One fact you can guess. A bunch of well-paid CEOs direct these facilities, while those with disabilities, and I mean far beyond blind folks, provide the production that allows them meager wages, yet profits from robust sales of these same products line the pockets of the CEOs. Another fact is that the majority, not just plurality, reside in the western part of the state, and the worst offender employing 15 blind people is found in Buffalo. Carl Jacobson, your president was front and center as well throughout the entire 14C expungement that we all went through together. Carl, you are a New York State icon and an institution, in the NFB here in the Empire State and across this great nation. Our commission is grateful for your leadership these past decades, and we look forward to even more as you retire from your long-standing and legendary presidency of this great NFB state affiliate. We all know you, and we know you are not going away. You are a heartfelt advocate. Many here know and recognize now that you and I have established a warm working relationship, which has been an evolution. And this evolution has extended to much of your membership. You've also mellowed out quite a bit these past few years. Thank you so much for that, Mindy. We really appreciate that. As I reflect back on those darker days, I recognize a necessary period of volatility without which we would not be where we are. What our commission is left with is warm, cordial, and productive relationships with the NFB and also with the ACB. And I am proud as a state director to have this relationship, because what it really means is that we are coalesced as a community and there is little we can't do. One day when I look back on my career and I consider all of the richness and what I learned and whatever it is I may have contributed, you, President Jacobson, I will recall as an indelible source of that richness, of learning and facilitation and support for whatever contributions I possibly could have made. And regardless of how much you and anybody has ever taught me about blindness and vision loss, I will always have more to learn. And I recognize that I likely cannot and will not ever truly understand even nearly everything that there is to understand. That's an almost certain impossibility for me and most others in our society. But if I hang out more in these conventions and have an opportunity to visit you in more intimate settings in your chapters, I will continue that evolution and that growth with your help and leadership and assistance. You schooled me on Braille, Carl. You schooled me on subminimum wage. We stand shoulder to shoulder with the NFB on these fundamental issues that so profoundly impact blind state residents and, more globally, blind Americans. Carl, you've been my conscience and my teacher. You have been our cheerleader and our critic. You and others encourage me to stay away from people first language when referring to blind people. And I continue to recognize that some of the political correctness from us sighted guys might only be politically correct to us. And you know, you first taught me this when you addressed a group of very young potential BEP managers in our Harlem State office building, like something like 18 years ago, sharing the philosophy of the Federation with pride and assertiveness intermingled with sensitivity and understanding. The point I'm trying to make here is that you are one that will be ambassador of blindness in this state, and merely listening to your philosophy enriches us all. You had great influence in our name change several years back, very much helping to pave the way for successful legislation, renaming us to the name you and I both thought apt. Carl, I thank you both for your friendship and your challenges. And yes, the part of that volatility you owned in our relationship, I thank you for that. Because it's a volatility I have come to believe was necessary to make the strides we have made in recent years. So, having just shared my perspective on our strong and demonstrably productive interorganizational relationship, there is nothing we can't discuss. There is little we can't solve, and there should never, ever be anything without anyone impacted by our service delivery who wishes to be present. That is our continuing commitment to you and others. And while we may stumble from time to time in these pursuits, we always want you to know where we stand, where you stand, both your thoughts and feelings, and so we appreciate your forthrightness now. Chancey Fleet, you are a potent advocate. That's a good adjective, right? I guess so. Good applause for that one. You recognize, like so many others, that this is your commission. So even when you are frustrated or even angered, it always comes from deep passion, we recognize, and most usually sincere respect and a strong wish, like we all have, to make it a better system. You provoke me to think about things I wouldn't normally think about, and it strengthens me and our commission. And after you spoke earlier, Chancey, I made sure that my applause was the loudest. Let's meet soon. Quicker dialogue will lead both parties and all parties to deeper understanding and sensitivity to the other's points of view, and we will get to where we need to get more swiftly. And maybe that's why your last name is Fleet. We will get there, right? Now I say to you, Chancey, and everyone else, as you formulate and finalize what I believe will be a resolution on this at this convention, we look forward to one that lays out the facts and recognizes the opportunity for any substantial dialogue. Nothing you said today, Chancey, deviated from fact. Maybe just a stretch or two, but that's what we... But that's what effective advocates do. We will respond affirmatively to fact, and we can work together as we have in past years to share our perspectives. I suggest and hope that dialogue begins with understanding of aspirations and includes front and center any limitations that may provide barriers, but which we might strive to break down if we can, and we will be able to. We can't solve this together unless we truly understand we are all coming from this on this, so to speak. We also won't solve this unless our commission continues to recognize who you are as advocates, servants, service participants. Is that a better word, Sabrina? Okay. And human beings. That's a good word. And it's not my commission for the blind. It's yours. And we must continue not just to recognize that, but to act on it, to facilitate it, so that the influence is far more from without than from within. We are proud to have invested tens of thousands of dollars into Bell these past summers. Braille literacy remains among our higher shared aims. We are proud to have provided over $1 million to support Newsline in New York State these past years. And we plan to continue to do so. And once again this year, we are proud platinum sponsors of this very convention. We are also proud these partnerships alone demonstrate the support we provide to the community through the NFB, hopefully making this among the strongest bonds between the NFB state affiliate and the Commission for the Blind anywhere around the country. There are other things we can do together based on outlooks we share. For one, and I created this before we had this discussion just now, so I ask along with you, why are there not more blind mobility instructors? We struggle in recruiting blind applicants to higher education and mobility, and sighted people for that matter. And we are largely about employment, and we can't do that as well, correct? That's one of the things you and we talk about, I believe, in New York State, but none of us ever move past the discussion as we should. And I will say, to use a phrase we've used today a few times, this should be even lower hanging fruit for us more than we think. Let's pick and harvest that fruit in the coming year as our commission continues to work to provide resources to encourage just this. What I am saying is that we have plans soon to emerge to address this, and we won't be able to succeed without your generous help and guidance. How else can we support the NFB and help collaborate with you to provide solid service to blind state residents? Well, we do continue to support, as Carl very aptly reminded us, residential rehabilitation around the country, including the center supported by the NFB. And although we had plans this week for Dan to visit our management team, something happened in terms of a crisis in data to our federal funders, and we had to cancel the meeting from our managers coming from around the state so they could all stay within their offices to correct the problem so that we could submit timely, which we did. But to make it up to Dan, in 2 weeks, we are having a teleconference where our senior managers will meet with Dan to learn about what is offered in Minnesota. And we offer that to Pam Allen. Peter, we offer that to Colorado. And we look forward to more opportunities because the ones who market the best are the ones that get the referrals, and that is the truth. And as I draw closer to conclusion, so that we have opportunities to talk, just a couple more things to say. It's good to see some BEP license managers here. We want to wax optimistic, but the reality is that threats around us, they abound, and we must confront these threats. These threats, at worst, could decimate the program. And you're right about your comments this morning, Carl, about still needing to work together within our own agency to bring together our VR and our BEP staff more closely. And I assure you, we are actively planning for this, and we have plans that soon are to emerge in terms of all of this. And Mr. White and Mr. Flagler, who are here today and sit on our State Committee of Blind Vendors, we look forward to your help as well as we lead these efforts together. Friends, as you elect your new slate of officers tomorrow, to those you select to lead these next 2 years, I bear a message from your state government. And this message extends beyond the leadership to all members of this affiliate NFB. The New York State Commission for the Blind redoubles its efforts to work collaboratively with the NFB to make our current successes even greater and our differences, whenever they may occur, manageable, productive, and able to help us all grow together. Let's work together to strengthen us all. And now, as I conclude my written remarks, if I may step out of my government role per se, recognizing I've got to step out of it because there's a separation of church and state, I want to conclude my remarks with these 5 words followed by 7 more. May God bless the NFB. Thank you, our dear friends. Thank you. One more time, thank you. Questions? Yeah, we have questions.
Prerogative of the chair. Prerogative of the chair.
I do too, Mike. Very much so.
Just to refresh people's memory, I forget how many years ago it was that we started this campaign for to abolish subminimum wage at a national convention. I remember Neil was going around getting people to sign on, and we must have got a couple of thousand signatures at that convention. But I came back. Well, about the week after, I came back and called Brian and told him what our position was. And he said, you can sign us on. First state agency to sign on to abolish subminimum wage was the New York Commission for the Blind. By the way, I remember the dark days. Yeah. I'm glad they're gone.
I am too, but we learned a lot. And as I said before, I, for one, am grateful for that because I think it got us to where we are.
I think we've had dark days with your predecessors too, but they didn't go away. They went away with you and me, and I'm thankful for that. And by the way, I want to correct your math. Commissioners put over $2 million into Newsline.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
And I thank you. And but I still thank you for your promise to continue.
Yes.
I just want to say a few more things to Brian, then I'll give you guys the mic. You made me forget one of them. Yeah, I'll butt in when I want to, Kate. Yeah, we will be addressing senior concerns. Nancy, you still in the room?
She had to.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll work with Nancy. We're looking to get more money for senior citizens, and if the new administration will support that in this organization, I don't see any reason why we can't go to the legislature and ask for another $4 million. Okay. I think your figure is at $4 million now. It needs to be at least doubled, if not more. If we ask for a lot more, they'll give us a little less, and we're still ahead.
Boy, I'm sorry. I got to do the same thing for you, Carl. I got to correct your math. And unfortunately, you corrected my math up. And unfortunately, I got to correct your math down.
Oh,
it is not. It's closer to 3 million, and sometimes could be a little less.
That's lousy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. In that case, we're going to ask him for six. we're going to get it done.
Yes.
Because, like I said this morning, the legislature does listen when you yell at them long enough, and you stop sending speakers to jail. Anyhow, I'm going to open for questions. As I think of the ones that I want to say to Brian before, I'll just insert them. Kate, I did hear you.
Okay. So I was not at the town hall yesterday, but I heard things that got a little spicy, and particularly with regard to Bell. So I would appreciate it if you would please describe the paradigm shift in the way that the commission is going to be supporting us with regard to Bell.
Yep. Thank you for that question, Kate. And thank you for your leadership on the Bell program, and thank you to everybody else whose leadership has made this program a difference in our state and has benefited those who receive services through our commission. And I also want to thank you for your leadership and your words today here. Rashida, if you're still here, I do want to thank you. There you are. Very good. And for what you've done to support this program and to make it a very good, successful one in this state. So for the last few years, we fell $500 short of $30,000 of support for Bell program. We believe in this program. It's one that we understand and know through evidence has proved good results. And the stories I hear are tremendous. And yes, you mentioned a paradigm shift. And I will also say, too, that these 3 years of support that we gave through our Gifts and Bequests Fund is unprecedented. We have never funded anything for more than 1 year. So this was 3 years from that pot of money. And yes, I appreciate the paradigm shift and that it is not a lack of continuing support for Bell. We will continue to support Bell with our referrals. And Kate, I want to make this commitment to you and to everyone else that when we do so, I will be at the table. I will be communicating and making sure that our counselors and our staff are aware of this program so that they can make referrals and it can continue to benefit many of our young blind students in this state. And, you know, I will say, on the other hand, and please hear me, my friends. Friends are very, very honest with each other. This past summer, I knew when this was going on, and I had mentioned something to someone, and then I set aside the time on my calendar, hoping for that invitation to come visit that never came. And so I do hope in the future that I will receive that invitation so that I can come to see Bell, and so that it's not just hearing about all the wonderful things and reading about it in the reports that you submit, but that I can see it face to face, head on, interact with the students, interact with the faculty, interact with the parents, and be able to go back to the Commission for the Blind and be able to talk to our counselors about how great this Bell program is, not just from not having seen it, but from having been there, experienced, and caught that energy which you so vividly describe.
Brian, so, a couple of years ago, I issued to you a standing invitation to attend any convention that we hold. I didn't want to keep inviting you every year, so I just wrote you a note saying you have a standing invitation to attend our state conventions any time. So unless somebody changes that, you still have that standing invitation. But while I can still do it, let me issue a standing invitation to you to attend our Bell programs. You tell us when you're available. You have a harder schedule than our people. They will be there for those several weeks. And so when you can get time, you'll know when they are because your counselors will know. When you can find time, call up somebody and say, I'm coming.
Absolutely.
Because you're the harder one to get nailed down.
Of course, I do warn you that once you come, you might not want to leave.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, absolutely. And knowing and understanding that there are there's structured discovery, sleep shades, and we are funding that. We talked a few years ago myths about the NFB and myths about our commission. We support many, many modalities and many opportunities, and structured discovery is something that we will not shy away from funding. We will not.
Hold on, I just heard Chris and I heard Mindy. Chris? Oh, I'm sorry, it sounded like Chris in the back. Pay $9,000 for hearing you as a damn.
Thank you, Brian. I've seen you speak a lot this convention, and I really appreciate what you're doing. I'm going to offer another challenge to you, and that is that the next time I see you in public, I would like to hear something along the lines that one of your top priorities is to get a blind person to replace you in your position. When you retire, of course, we love to have...
Not for a number of years.
Not for a number of years, but when you retire, replace you when you're ready.
Yes, now...
And who is qualified.
Now, I hear you, and I got to tell you, that's an ideal, and that is a hope that I have. Please understand, I do not have the ability, as my predecessors did either, as I understand, to be able to appoint my successor. But certainly to be able to communicate that is important. But you know something, Bruce and everyone else, I think you'll all agree, when that time comes, that communication must come from you as well.
The second floor will hear from us. Who's ever living on the second floor at the time? I heard Mindy.
Okay, I guess I have, the first thing I would say is that I want to agree with everybody and say let's hope that time is a good little distance away. But I want to point out...
Thank you, Mindy.
And in response to that, I would point out that we certainly have had blind deputy commissioners. So, it's not... It wouldn't be the first time. My question is about Bell and the funding for Bell. Is there a chance that in future years you would be able to go back to the level of funding that you were able to get for us for the last 3 years? I'm just wondering about that. And I have to say that it was an incredible help. It was really the thing that made it possible for us to even do our second Bell program. So, I mean, I asked the question, and I do say that we appreciate what you've done, but for future years, would it be possible to go back to our former funding rate?
Yes, that's a possibility, Mindy. You know, I will also say we're always looking for good new programs. So we also encourage you to develop good new programs as well here in the state that could be unique to New York State as well. I absolutely am aware that you have outstanding nationally supported and based programs as well. So maybe there are other opportunities as well as Bell that we can think of to provide good, solid educational, social, recreational, all sorts of opportunities for blind kids in the state. And I will never say we will never fund this again. Let's take it year by year. We know what we're looking for at this year. I look forward to coming to see the Bell program this coming summer. I look forward to seeing successful referrals from our commission there as well, too, when I visit this summer. And let's take it from there. But I also want to take this opportunity in answering this question, Mindy, to reiterate, we are always looking for an opportunity to fund good programs. You bring them to us, and we will deliver them. You know what? I'll be real upfront. There's another group out there who complains and says we deliver more money to you than to them. And my response is, when you deliver the programs that this NFB delivers, we will fund you, too. I will also say that there are many, 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 many good aspects to that other organization to which I did not name and refer, for which I am grateful. But the reality here is that we have purchased more service from the NFB, so to speak, because the NFB has provided that, and we thank you for that.
You sent me a link a couple of weeks ago that with convention I haven't gotten to act on yet. But Brian sent me a link to get us on the state's, what's it called, charity donation?
Yeah, it's called the State Employees Federated Appeal, CEFA.
But the state employees can elect to take X number of dollars from their paychecks and have it donated to either a charity of their choice, or if not a charity, then the money will be divided among all the charities on that list. And Brian sent me a link to get us on that list.
Yep.
Every dollar helps.
It's a State Employees Federated Appeal, and this is the four-week period right now, just before Thanksgiving, where we collect the money. And so I think it should be explanatory on there, Carl, how to go about applying, but if not, let me know.
Send me the link on Monday. If I might have gotten lost in convention mail. Can you send me the link on Monday?
If I remember, if not, one of us will
remember. If you don't remember, I'll remember to call you.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Okay, thanks.
Right. It's
Mendez,
which, you know, that Mendez, okay.
The old Mendez.
the elder
not
of the Mendez.
The young Mendez, the older Mendez.
Right.
Brian, I want, if I could keep the focus on Bell for just one more minute.
Yep.
Is there anything that we as NFB can do to help facilitate referrals from your staff? I know you're offering, and I think it's awesome. I think you should come the day they're making Play-Doh, by the way. But
you know what? I'm still a kid at heart. I love Play-Doh. I admit it.
But
accepted.
I bet he eats it too, like we did.
What else can we do to help facilitate those referrals, to get the word, and not only the word, but an understanding to your staff of what the opportunity is and what Bell could provide to kids?
Well, very, very simply put, I will give you the opportunity to interact in whatever means you wish, including face-to-face with our staff on this locally. Rashida,
go.
I called. Sorry. Okay. What you're saying is true. I called ad nauseum. I got some support from upstate, which is great because upstate is very supportive. But downstate, I called over and over. And I spoke to him. He told me, I never heard of this. I sent him the fact sheet. I sent the information to and he said, well, you can come in for, I guess I'm just going to call it an office. You could pitch this to the other counselors here. And I emailed and emailed and called and emailed to no avail.
Now, my understanding, I followed this, Rashid. I was not aware of this. I was aware of regular interactions with our downstate regional coordinator, Jason Eckert.
Yes, I did speak to Jason a lot.
Yep, whose efforts that I followed and saw that he was communicating this out appropriately to our staff. So I'm very sorry and also very surprised to hear this. But in answering Mary Lou's question here, Our commitment is to get you face to face with our staff, and I'm not sure there's a better, stronger way to be able to do this than to get the points across that you would like to get across with our staff in terms of Bell.
Yeah, 1 second, Heather. If you need New York City people, you've got them to go. If you need upstate people, you've got them to go. We're all over, Brian. Anytime you need somebody in one of your offices, one of us will be there.
Thank you.
Heather?
So you asked, you know, what would we like to do? I know you can't let us talk directly to the parents, but what if we prepared for you a video or a link to a video online of some of our really cute, really awesome Bell kids really showing their stuff, climbing up high on things, running around, saying how awesome Miss Kate is and Miss Valeria and Miss Rashida, how much they like Bell, proudly putting on sleep shades and walking down the street with their cane. Could you share that link with or have some of the parents, prospective parents, watch it?
Yes, absolutely. And that's another example of not a lot of people produce things like that, so we don't have it. And those who produce it, that's a very good marketing tool. And as I mentioned before, strong marketing means strong referrals, and that includes to NFB programs, whether it be Bell, whether it be residential centers as well. So absolutely.
Dr. Maurer, do we have such an animal at the National Center? Okay. I can check on Monday.
The short answer is, I don't really know.
Exactly. I'll check with you, the president.
There are a lot of things I know about, but not that one.
Okay.
We have a lot of kid programs, and undoubtedly we have something like that. I know we're collecting both pictures and videos at the moment, and we got a whole bunch of pictures in, but I don't know whether we have that video or not.
Okay, we'll find out. Either that or some people up here in here can make it.
So the past presidents of the NFB don't get the daily intelligence briefings like the presidents of the United States?
To be straightforward, nobody tells me anything.
It's all been engineered by Russia.
Other questions? Other people? Sabrina?
I think we got time for this one.
I can't stand it. Okay, I'll make it short. Brian?
Make it short.
I will. With all due respect, I thank you so very much for awesome speech and for everything that you have done, are doing, will do in the future. I thank you so very much. I feel great. I feel loved right now. I don't know. I didn't feel loved yesterday, but I feel loved now. So thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Sabrina. And, you know, this goes full circle to how I started, too. You know, we can get in these rooms, and we can debate, and we can argue, and we can get passionate and everything else. But when we leave these rooms, we're always friends. And you know what? This is our laboratory to talk and to do and to experiment, if you will. And when we leave the confines of this room, then we should be ready to act together to make our system a better system, a stronger system. And I've got to tell you, please keep being my teachers. Please keep enlightening me. And let's keep supporting each other very strongly. Thank you so much.
I promised Brian that he could be out of here at 5:15 in order to be back on time for the banquet. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. Brian needs to be on the way to get home and pick up his wife and get back here for the banquet. Brian, I want to thank you for many years of friendship, many years of good service from the commission. And although I'm leaving office, I'm not leaving town.
Yeah.
Right. So thank you again.
Thank you, Carl.
There's a mutual hug going on up here. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Brian.
See you soon. I'll be back.
Okay. Take care.
With my wife who wants to meet you all.
Yay!